This Sabbath, I wanted to talk to you all about giving. And we have very fine examples in this congregation of giving. There's a lot of people who we can turn to our right and to our left, who are wonderful examples to look for giving. But also, this world, and the American society particularly, is very much a get society. A give me society. And sometimes, since this is the environment we find ourselves in, we can forget the good examples we have around us sometimes and be susceptible to the society around us. So I know from personal experience that it influences us sometimes. Sometimes I'll feel like God has stricken my heart to be giving in a certain way, and I feel like it's God pricking my heart, trying to get me to move a certain direction. And I'll think of internal thoughts like, oh, I don't have money to help out. I've got too many more days before my next payday. I can't help with that. Or, oh, I don't have time to help. I've got too many tasks in front of me. I know they'll get help from somewhere else. Or sometimes it comes to mind, oh, I see a need here that I can help give on, but I'm just not talented enough to give like needs to be done here. And so we all have these internal thoughts sometimes, I would imagine. I hope it's not just me. And sometimes these negative voices can influence with perhaps the direction that God is trying to move our hearts and our actions in. We as Christians are supposed to be helpful to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We won't turn here, but you can jot in your notes Galatians 6 and verse 2, if you're taking notes. Galatians 6 verse 2 states, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And Hebrews 13 and verse 6, "But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." That was Hebrews 13 verse 16. In Romans 12 verse 13, this is from the New Living Translation, Romans 12 verse 13, "When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality." Sometimes when God puts a heart on my matter, a matter on my heart, it feels like my head can get in the way, like I said. And I'm sure some other people out here struggle with that. But I challenge us to remember these scriptures that we're supposed to be helpers, and to encourage us that we can do something. When we hear those doubts creep up towards giving in our minds, I challenge us all to confront these doubts. Don't listen to the "I can't" in your head. Turn that around to "How can I?" It's not that you cannot do something. We just might not have thought of what we can do and how we can help out and how we can give yet. Giving doesn't have to be monetary. It does not have to be monetary. Gary Chapman wrote in the book Five Love Languages, The Secrets to Love That Lasts, a definition of five different love languages. The five different love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. The book mentions how these five different love languages represent preferred ways individuals want to receive love. And all these five different categories are also ways in which we can give. We don't have to just give something a gift. We can give of our time, and we can give of our words. We can even give of our physical touch in a brotherly, sisterly way. A card in the mail can lift somebody up, or a simple greeting across the church hall can satisfy the love language of words of affirmation. That's a gift. A service project, chipping in and getting something done for your brother, that fulfills the gift of an act of service. We can visit our brethren in the hospital in our time of need, or when someone's homebound. That is a gift of our time. We can even give physical touch in a brotherly and godly manner when we give a well-timed handshake to somebody in need or a well-timed hug to somebody that needs it. Hugs can really lift the spirit. So, brethren, giving does not have to hurt our pocketbooks or break our banks. In fact, we should be more giving than just financially. We should challenge ourselves to be giving in all these different areas. Through the words we speak, the service acts we perform, the physical things we give, the quality time we spend with each other, and the physical touch in our hugs and our handshakes. So, framing giving in this matter, let's consider ways in which we can give. Let's turn to three scriptures that look at giving right quick. The first scripture I want to turn to is Luke 6 and verse 27. Luke 6 and verse 27. Luke 6 verse 27 through 38. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one also, and from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do likewise to them. Verse 32, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that for you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you have hope of receiving back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So we see here several concepts to giving. Luke 9 and verse 21 tells us to give, even to our enemies, to those who steal our cloak. Give also the tunic. Also, verse 34 says, lend, even if it's to your loss. The passage elaborates in verse 38, brethren, have faith. We see in verse 38 a promise that if we give, it will be given back to us in good measure. Have faith in that promise. You don't have to turn there, but Deuteronomy 15 also elaborates on that same concept. Deuteronomy 15 and verse 10. You shall surely give to him, referring to the poor, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all which you put your hand. So when we give, we have blessings. Let's turn to a second passage on giving over in Matthew 10 and verse 40. Matthew 10 and verse 40. Matthew 10, verse 40, and we'll read through verse 42. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. And you guys can follow along the rest of the passage in the New King James. I'm going to switch over to the New Living Translation here. I was having problems following the he's in the New King James, so you can listen along in the New Living Translation if you want. Starting in verse 40 again. Anyone who receives you receives me, and anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me. If you receive a prophet as one who speaks for God, you will be given the same reward as the prophet. And if you receive righteous people because of their righteousness, you will be given a reward like theirs. And if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. This scripture mentions that we should be giving. And when we receive God's people, that we will be given the rewards of the righteous if we receive the righteous, or the prophet if we receive the prophet. So there are gifts in receiving people, but in verse 42, it says, even if you give a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. I know people who have given glasses of water to the lectern for the speakers have had this scripture in their mind on numerous times, that there is a reward even for the littlest things and bringing water. That passage reminds me of doing things in secret and being rewarded openly. We won't turn there, but that's Matthew 6, verses 3 through 4. When you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father, who sees secretly, will himself reward you openly. So we don't have to make grand gestures of giving for God to notice and reward us. We can do this in secret, and God will see and reward us. Finally, brethren, let's turn to 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 6. And we'll read verses 6 through 15. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. And I'm going to read this passage from the New Living Translation too, starting in verse 6. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For the God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In that same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Verse 11. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will result from the ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. Verse 13. As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God. For your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given you. Thank God for this gift too wonderful for words. So we see some key takeaways from this passage. Verse 7, we're to be a cheerful giver. Verse 6, 8, and 10 state that we should give abundantly, and God will bless us abundantly. And then notice what the blessing of giving does for the recipients in verse 12. The recipients of godly giving have their needs met and glorify God through the gifts that they have received. Finally, I want to point out verse 13 tells us that the act of giving shows that givers are being obedient to the gospel or ministry of God. That reminds me of James, where James mentions that he proves his faith through his works in James 2, verse 18. Brethren, giving is something we must do as Christians. We don't need to get stuck in limitations in our mind that are preventing us from giving. We don't need to have a big wallet, and we don't need to be incredibly talented to be able to give. Sometimes godly giving is as simple as a card in the mail or a thank you in the church hall. Sometimes it's as simple as a wonderful snack prepared to share at services or getting someone a drink when they need it. Sometimes giving is just giving away an old item that you no longer want, that you know someone else would enjoy more than you. Sometimes it's spending time with a brother or sister in Christ, or giving a well-timed hug when it's needed. Brethren, we are challenged as Christians to give, and we must give to both our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we also must give to the needy and those we have nothing to gain from, even if it's to our harm and it's people that are misusing us. When we give to others, God will physically and spiritually reward us for that generosity. The more we give, the more God can bless us for that act. Be a cheerful giver. God loves that. Our giving is a work that God is blessing others with. Brethren, may we all make the act of giving a part in our daily walk with God. We all have it within us.